Hey, there you are. The hostess of this lovely little pool party is looking for you, you know. Yeah, she said that you just ran off, so she asked me to come and check on you. Why are you skulking around the laundry room? That's not really an answer. So, again, why are you skulking around the laundry room? That doesn't really answer my question, so I'm gonna ask it again. Why are you skulking around the laundry room? For some reason, I don't really believe you. Nothing. You know, for some reason, I'm having a hard time believing you. You look really suspicious right now, dude. Facing away from me, all hunched over like that. It definitely looks like you're trying to hide something. You know what? I knew it. I knew you were a pervert. You're trying to steal her underwear, aren't you? Hand them over. Hey, come here. Give me those. No. You're not holding anything, so what were you trying to... Oh. Okay. You were trying to cover that, raging boner you have there. Oh, no. I'm not laughing at the size. It's actually decent. I'm laughing at you for hiding in the laundry room. You have to tell me how you got yourself into this, hard situation. No, oh, come on, you're not really in any position to tell me no, are you? Unless you want me to get our friend, the hostess, and ask her, if she knows what happened. I mean, she's the reason you're, having a little boner right now, isn't she? Please. I mean, come on, everyone and their mother knows you have a crush on her. It's so obvious. Oh. Oh my god, you really thought you were hiding it well. God. You know, you're always following her around like a little puppy. You always bring her food, which actually I like because she doesn't eat a lot and so I always get the leftovers. You're always staring at her. You know, you might want to work on that one if you don't want people to think you're a creep. Yeah, I mean, you laugh at every single thing she says, and I'm sorry, but she's not that funny. Do I need to keep going? Fine, you don't have to admit it. Your face is bright red, and that's more than enough confirmation for me. Now, are you gonna explain to me how you ended up like this? Mm-hmm. I see. So, I'm sorry. So you were playing Marco Polo, and she was it. And when she was trying to get you, she grabbed your cock by accident. That's what happened. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. It's just a funny situation. Okay, well, listen. You know I don't really like you, but I cannot have you ruining this pool party because you literally can't keep it in your pants. She was really looking forward to this, and that means I'm just gonna have to help you out with this boner situation. Yeah, I'm being serious. Come with me to the guest room. We'll get it figured out. You can't hide here hoping it'll just go away. What if someone comes in and sees you? They're gonna think, like I did, that you're a pervert rummaging through her dirty underwear. Yeah, exactly. So come on, come with me to the guest room, and I will help you get rid of it. It's got a lock on the door. It's, you know, a little more private than the laundry room. Come on. Don't look so nervous. I'm not gonna bite you. Oh, you've never had a woman touch your cock before? Yeah, well, that's not gonna change today. No, I never said I was gonna jerk you off. I said I was gonna help you. Yeah, you've been chasing after my best friend for a while now, and from all of our interactions, I've gathered that you're secretly a submissive type, aren't you? Yeah, I figured that a strong, dominant woman telling you how to stroke your cock and when to come, that should be more than enough to get you off, right? Oh, you're trying to deny it. Fine, then, I guess I can't help you. You're free to go back. Oh, what's that? I didn't quite catch that. Say it again, louder. You really are a good boy. Oh, I totally just saw your cock twitch. Yeah, when I called you a good boy. Do you want me to call you my good boy? I was thinking about calling you a little pool perv, but I guess I can call you my good boy. But before we get started, we need to set some rules. Okay, you're gonna do exactly what I say and only what I say. No jerking your cock without my permission, all right? You understand? Good. All right, take your trunks off. Yep, get completely naked. No, now is not the time to be shy. Come on, we've got to get this fixed. Good boy, look at you. I was right. That is a decent-sized cock. It's pretty hard, but, you know, I think we can get it harder. So I want you to start rubbing it. No jerking until I say so. I want you to rub it. Nice and slow, okay? I want you to put on a show for me. What's with that look? I need to get something out of this exchange as well. Good boy. Rub it all over. Take your time and give it lots of attention. Yeah, there's some nice pre-cum leaking there. Yeah. Keep going. There you go. And I want you to take your fingertips and play with the head of your cock, okay? I want you to massage it and spread that pre-cum around everywhere. And while you're focusing on the head of your cock, and while you're doing that, I'm just gonna slide my bikini to the side so I can play with myself. It's the sight of me running my fingers along my wet pussy lips, playing with my clit. Is that getting you harder? Good boy. Now we can start properly. Now, I don't think we're gonna find any lube in this room, so come here. Hold out your hand. You should be grateful you get to use my spit as lube. I wanna see you slowly rub it up and down your cock. Good boy. There you go. Just like that. Coat your entire cock with spit. And you better hope it lasts. Because that's all the spit you're getting. And you are not allowed to lube up with anything else. There you go. Start stroking. Yeah, stroke that throbbing cock for me. Stroke slowly up and down. Yeah, just like that. Match the pace of my fingers, okay? Watch. Watch my fingers slowly running up and down my pussy lips. Oh, I bet you wish you could use some of my wetness as lube, don't you? There's so much here. I'm kind of soaking already. But I'm not really that generous, so you just keep going. Good boy, just like that. Keep going. I wonder what turns you on more. The thought of your crush down there in the pool. Her taut body in that extra tight bikini. Splashing around in the water without a care while you jerk off up here in this room. Or are you more turned on by me controlling how you jerk your cock while I finger myself in front of you? Don't think about it too hard, okay? Just keep going at that pace. And concentrate on not coming. Not until I tell you to. Okay? Alright, you can pick up the pace a little bit. Not too fast, just nice medium pace. Watching you stroke like that while I finger myself, it's kind of turning me on. Oh, I need to be careful. I can't moan too loudly. Oh fuck, I might get us caught. Oh, I've got to be more like you, enduring through the pleasure to stay quiet and keep your moans to yourself. How often do you jerk off to her? Be honest. I think we're beyond the point of keeping secrets, aren't we? Oh, fuck. Oh, really? I expected it to be more often, but I bet you never thought you'd be jerking off like this. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, God, I'm getting close. You should start going faster. I think we can come together if we time this right. Yeah, just like that, I want you to get close to the edge. If you feel like you're gonna come, then slow down, okay? Because I'm gonna be very upset with you if you come without my permission, alright? I'm not sure how much longer I can hold on. Oh, fuck. You wanna count down? Yeah? Okay, fine. You're being a good boy, so I'm gonna count you down since you picked so nicely, okay? I want you to go harder. Yeah, go harder just like that, okay? Okay. 10. Yeah, fuck. 9. 8. 7. What if someone knocked on the door right now? Can you imagine? And what if it was her? 6. 5. 4. Hey, you better only come when I tell you to. 3. 2. 1. That's right. Come for me. Come on, come for me. Come. Yes. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, that was great. God, I haven't come like that in a really long time. You know, this was fun. Maybe you're not the loser I thought you were. Look at this mess you made. Here, use this. You need to clean yourself up. Well, it's a bit late to ask what it is after you've already wiped your cock with it. It's a pair of her dirty panties I grabbed from the laundry. I should get back to the pool. I'll cover for you while you clean up. Oh, and this should go without saying, but you better not get caught with those. If you do, well, we might not be able to do this again. See ya.